You know, sometimes people will say there's no such thing as a coincidence. We just have God incidences, where God is orchestrating the details of our lives. And as I was preparing for the Mass this morning, which we normally wouldn't have, just the way that the calendar fell, we have Mass today. As I prepared for the readings and realized that we had our eighth graders here for this retreat day, it clearly seemed as God is in charge. We have King Solomon, the greatest king. But we have here at the beginning of his time as king, how he has this wonderful relationship with God. And they're speaking as friends. And God says, ask me something and I will give it to you. And Solomon says, I'm just a youth. Basically, I have no idea what I'm doing. This job is bigger than I can imagine. There's more people I'm in charge of than I can count. I don't know what I'm doing. And so he asked for the one thing that he thought was the most important, a listening heart. And what did God say to him? I will give it to you. You could have asked for riches. You could have asked for anything in the whole world. But you asked simply for a listening heart. And sometimes we say wisdom is what the gift, and that's what God the Father gives him, is wisdom. But he asked for a listening heart. And so maybe that might apply to some of you. That I'm just a youth. I have no idea what I'm doing in my life. I have no idea what's going on. There's so many different things. It's overwhelming. I can't figure it out. God, give me a listening heart so I can hear your voice and make good choices based upon that. And then we look at the gospel. Jesus and the disciples went on a retreat. Same thing that you're doing today. They have been out busy, been working. And Jesus, a couple of days ago, we had in the gospel where he called them to himself. He summoned them to himself. Then he sent them out to do the work that he is doing. Each one of you in your baptism, we're called to Jesus. And through our baptism, you've been sent out. And the work that you do now is in your family, at the school, in your athletics, in your extracurricular activities. This work that you're doing, trying to be the light of Christ to the world, it could be tiring. It could be overwhelming. And just like Jesus told the disciples, he's telling each one of you today, come away and rest. The Lord knows that you need this day. I mean, it's amazing to me. Oftentimes we read in the scriptures that the people were amazed. When I was reading the scriptures, I was truly amazed that 55 years ago, when they put this book, The Order of Readings, together, that God was in charge of that. So that this day you would hear these words to prepare your heart for this day of retreat, this day of rest. And he paired it with that first reading about King Solomon. Because at this point in your life, like, you have so many opportunities and so many things are just grabbing for your attention. And it's so easy to want all the wrong things or want the right things in the wrong way. And so we learn from Solomon, what's the right thing to ask for? And then what happened? Because Solomon asked for the proper thing, a listening heart, so that he could judge wisely, God gave him everything else also. And that's what Jesus says in the Gospels. Seek first the kingdom, then all these things would be added unto you. What a beautiful, beautiful gift that God the Father has given each of you today as you prepare for this retreat, as you're preparing for confirmation, that you opening your heart to receive the fullness, this outpouring of God's very self. He'll be sharing himself with you in the Holy Spirit through confirmation, confirming and strengthening within you these gifts. And one of those gifts is wisdom. That listening heart. You know, we have that word wisdom in the secular kind of normal word. It means we know a lot of things. We're wise. And that's one definition. But with the Spirit, to be wise is to know things as God knows them. And just like his heart was moved with pity for the people he saw, so is yours. That's the gift that you have, is to be able to see the needs of your friends, of your family members, and minister to them, and love them, and share life with them. This is the effect of confirmation, is that we get to act just like Jesus, because he acts through us. And then we can look at the response of our song. How can a young person be faultless in their ways? Hopefully it's a question that we all ask. How can I keep from sinning? And simply, the psalmist says, by keeping to your words, by knowing the word of God, by listening to the word of God, and allowing the word of God to form me and to inform my decisions. And so again, this, what a beautiful God incidence, coincidence, beautiful gift of the Father for each one of you. That as he prepared these readings so many years ago, he did so knowing that you would be here this morning, listening to these words. And on Saturdays are days in a very special way that we reserve for our Blessed Mother. Because Saturday is the day that she waited after Good Friday, before Easter Sunday, our Blessed Mother was waiting for the promise of the resurrection. So on Saturdays, we wait with our Blessed Mother, who is the perfect model of our faith, the perfect disciple. So she had a listening heart. We read in Luke's gospel that she pondered all these things in her heart. I pray that you today can be like our Blessed Mother and ponder these things in your heart. As you go throughout the different sessions today, as you prepare yourself for confession, in time before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, that you ask our Blessed Mother to help you to hear God's voice, to respond generously with your yes. And like our Blessed Mother, each one of us should always and really only say, let it be done unto me according to thy word. Let it be so for each one of us.